Hello, Knee Country. This is Steve.
Steve, hey, it's Adam from the Outdoor Show.
Did you just ring twice?
I've been trying. My stupid phone's not working properly.
It rings like a half ring. I said, somebody got to have more patience with me to get to the phone than that, or I'm not talking to him.
It had nothing to do with patience, buddy. Hey, how's it going over there?
Not bad.
Yeah? Are you...
Inland ice is starting to come a little bit. The lake is starting to look cold out here, but, I mean, absolutely no chance on the big lake yet. It's way too early. But the inlands are just getting on now. So guys are starting to fish. Black powder is just kind of one more finish up through the week here. And bow hunters are still out.
What would your estimation, you know, just off the cuff estimation of how deer season went this year with licensing and all that stuff?
You know, lots of people are saying there's less deer. I mean, obviously the deer count that's at the DNR offices are down. And that's a combination of a lot of things. Yes, the deer count probably is down, but I think a lot of people with this new change of the license passed up a lot of deer, so that made a difference. You know, they were saying maybe a lot of them went by it and said, okay, I'm not going to take that spike corner 4-point this year, so that's maybe why that deer count is down, because a lot of those small bucks aren't there. But there were a lot of quality bucks shot.
Okay, well, that's a good thing to hear, I guess, but in general, do you think there's more people black powder hunting now than there was this time last year, or do you think there's less?
About the same.
Yeah.
I'd say it's really not much change. There's a lot of people discouraged with the wolf situation. Lots.
Hmm.
Lots discouraged with the wolf situation. They're really upset with that, you know. And when the state seems like they say they have no way to control it right now or nothing to do about it, I think the people are pretty discouraged.
Well, what about this ice fishing on the inland lakes? I mean, we've got some people definitely fishing inland lakes over here in Marquette County. What about in Berger County and Houghton County? What are you hearing?
Well, there's ice on Chassel Bay right now. There's ice on Vermilac and Parent Lake. They're on them right now. They're just getting out on them. I'm sure King Lake and some of these others around Three Lakes are going to be soon. I don't believe Mishigami has ice yet. But the inland lakes are just getting started. It's going to be this weekend where they're going to get, you know, there's been a few guys tippy-toeing out on them so far. When they go out and get started, all of a sudden there will come more. And it's time to get started on them now. And one thing in Berger County here, we don't have much snow. We don't have only maybe a couple inches on the ground at most down here by the lake. Yeah, we don't have snow on the ice here, so, I mean, it's probably going to make decent ice here. Like Rolling Lake out in Skaney, they're on that, and there's only a couple inches of snow. I mean, I have not plowed my yard yet, or my driveway at all.
What have they been fishing for on these lakes?
Well, Rolling is brook trout. Vermilac and Parent and that are either panfish or walleyes.
They just using teardrops right now, or mostly minnows? What's been the hot bait?
Some are starting with minnows and going to play with minnows a little bit here now, and a lot of them fishing waxworms and wigglers.
Any colors you want to throw out there? Think it matters?
No, I really don't. I don't think it. I haven't heard of anything specific yet. No, it's just getting started now.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it,
yeah,
Steve.
Yeah, it's kind of a turnover time of year, and now, I mean, in our local paper here today, it says, you know, that there's some changes. Thanks, Al. Thank you. You know, some changes. Spearing season for pike starts, you know, on the 15th this year. There's an earlier opener on that. People are excited that it's going to go a little longer in the spring. A few little changes which are making it a little interesting. We'll see what kind of winter we get out of it. Right now it's starting off cold enough, but who knows if it'll stay and we get a winter or not for good ice fishing.
Yeah, we definitely got early winter, that's for sure.
It's early, but it takes all of this to make ice later on for the big lake.
Right.
You got to have a month or two of this before you get ice on a big lake, no matter what you have. People say, well, it doesn't freeze it anyway. I said, I know, but it's like that first 10 minutes at the coffee pot's on the stove. It don't boil and make coffee yet either, but you got to have it.
That's right. That's a good analogy. Steve, thank you.
You bet, Ed. Bye.
Take care.